From ABC, this is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hello. There's a common misconception, a pretty pernicious misconception, I think, that if you have your own back, if you're too nice to yourself, if you go easy, you will become ineffective or out of control in some way, weak. In fact, and there's data to back this up, and certainly I've seen this happen in my own mind, having a friendly attitude toward yourself is the source of immense strength. We've got a bonus meditation today from a person I believe is the premier proponent of friendliness to ourselves and others in the West. And her name is Sharon Salzberg. She's one of the founding teachers on the 10% Happier app. She also wrote a book called Loving Kindness, one of her many, many hit books. I did mention that she's one of the primary teachers over on the 10% Happier app. And speaking of the app, we are kicking off a brand new 5-day meditation challenge on the app next week. It's in collaboration with the good folks over at Apple TV Plus, whose critically acclaimed comedy series Ted Lasso is currently airing in its second season. The goal of the challenge is to help you be kind to other people and to yourself. You and many thousands of other meditators can join me in this exploration. Every day I'll drop a video where I play a short clip from the show, and then we roll right into a guided meditation that helps you put into practice what you've learned in the video. Important to note, while I do recommend the show, I think it's very funny and very interesting and illustrative, really. You don't have to have watched the show in order to get a lot out of this challenge. So join us no matter what. You can get ready for this free challenge by downloading the 10% Happier app right now, wherever you get your apps, and then signing up for the challenge, which launches on September 7th. Okay, let's do today's bonus meditation with Sharon Salzberg.
Hi, this is Sharon. Loving kindness meditation for ourselves is a powerful way to deepen our inner strength. If we grow this sense of self-respect to start with, it will allow us to draw boundaries, respond to unfair treatment, and join with others in a sense of common cause. Let's begin. Sit comfortably. Relax. You can close your eyes if you feel comfortable. We begin by actively taking delight in our own goodness. Think of a good quality that is alive within you. It may be a very small thing, but bring it to mind now. We then silently repeat phrases that reflect what we would wish most deeply for ourselves, using traditional phrases like, "May I live in safety. May I be safe. May I have mental happiness, which is peace and joy. May I have physical happiness, which means health and freedom from pain. May I live with ease, which is may the elements of daily life go easily, not be such a struggle." You can use these phrases or any others that are more personally meaningful to you. May I be safe. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I live with ease. Just gather all of your attention behind one phrase at a time and repeat the phrases of loving kindness for yourself. It is said that we can search the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of our love and affection than we are ourselves, and we won't find that person anywhere. So as you receive this energy coming toward you, be in touch with that truth. We deserve to be happy. We deserve to be safe, just as all beings do. May I be safe. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I live with ease. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. You can see how developing a greater self-respect and loving kindness toward ourselves is a doorway into deepening our own strength to care for others and the world. Thank you for your practice.
Thanks again to Sharon, a true giant, I have to say. Before we head out, let me mention again the Ted Lasso Challenge, which will teach you how to practice kindness to yourself, as Sharon just did, and to other people, including obnoxious people. The challenge starts on Tuesday, September 7th, over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to join. If you're really itching to go and you want to do your homework, you can get started on watching season 2 of Ted Lasso, which is airing right now over on Apple TV+. We'll see you back here on Monday with a great meditation teacher, first time on the show, La Sarmiento, who will be the teacher for the Ted Lasso Challenge. That's coming up on Monday. See you then.